We heard earlier from our Across Women's Lives team in South Africa. They've been focusing all week on the HIV epidemic there and its impact on young women in particular. And in the course of their reporting, our team met several women who are tackling another big problem, gender-based violence, and the tensions between men and women around that issue. That's a big part of what fuels the work of South African visual artist Lady Scholly. She draws and paints in a style that looks like brightly colored cave drawings. Lady Scholly talked to our team in South Africa about her art, about what it means to be called colored, and what it feels like to be a woman walking the streets of Johannesburg.
Okay, yeah. So what I do is, I love those techniques from when we were children and they were teaching us stuff. Like, remember when you would cover a whole sheet with wax and then you paint over it with paint and then you scratch through and then it makes these crazy, that's still something I want to experiment with. Spinning in this roller coaster called life. I know in the rest of the world the term colored is derogatory or it relates to a negative history. Here it has a similar history. The word coloured, except here we still use it in South Africa. There's like lots of different types of coloureds in South Africa, but I think the main group is they are family of the Khoisan, which is like they were bushmen. They were like the first inhabitants of Southern Africa, of Africa, of the world actually. And in this work, which we can go over to, this work is, I mean, fire, ritual, Khoisan, they're just like, the Khoisan have this amazing thing of trance. So like, you know, that trance-like state when you, and chanting and all of that type of thing around a fire. So for me, this image is, it's got like a burning vagina in the middle of the shot. So it's almost like, and they're all men. So it's like they're warming themselves around a burning vagina, which to me is pretty much South Africa. All the men having a fun time while we flaming up. The sky may fall before I get to where I want to be. And then just to kind of like isolate the vibe, I like surround the Bushman figure, the Khoisan figure with wax. Like we can't walk anywhere. Like in Joburg, as a woman, if you're walking somewhere and you get raped, people will be like, babe, no offense, but it was your fault. Like, you know you shouldn't be walking. And that's the thing, it's so easy. It's just, everything we do is monitored and like, controlled by our fear of men here. We can't see what's wrong, otherwise it would be too much for us to absorb. If we actually acknowledged what apartheid and what everything did to us in terms of sexual relations and gender dynamics and tensions between each other, it would be too much, I think. I feel so trapped in these four walls I live in. I'm not a nihilist, but I don't even know if we'll ever get where we're supposed to be going. To me, sometimes it feels like this whole struggle of being a woman is the point of being a woman. The sky.
South African artist Lady Scholly ending our show today. The music you're hearing is by South African singer-songwriter Amanda Black. A big thanks to our Across Women's Lives team for all their reporting this week. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.